Now, next up, has the First Minister, Peter Robinson, abandoned his goal of single education? That's the claim being made by the Ulster Unionist Party MLA, Danny Kinahan. The DUP strongly rejected the allegation. Let's speak to Danny now. Morning to you, Danny.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. And in the studio, the DUP education spokesman, Mervyn Storey. Morning to you, Mervyn.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Morning, Mervyn.
Morning, Danny.
Well, Danny, what are you saying here? We had the shared future proposals as outlined by the First and Deputy First Minister. What's your problem?
Well, that's right, but nowhere in it did it mention the target of a single education system, which is what Peter Robinson said he wanted on the 15th of October 2010. And we thought, is it just been allowed to drift? Because if you look at all the changes that are going through at the moment in area planning and ESA and everything else, it is dividing our schools up into systems in a more secure way instead of going for this target of a single shared education system.
So it's nowhere in the proposals, Mervyn. Why not?
Well, I think clearly Danny has missed the boat on this issue. Let's remember that in 2011, the Ulster Unionist Party in their manifesto dismissed the issue of a commission. But yet in Danny's statement, he's talking about there needs to be a commission. So clearly what has happened, and I think it's regrettable that what has happened with Danny and the Ulster Unionist Party is they are doing the very thing they said they wouldn't do, and that is they wouldn't allow education to become a political football. Now, here...
Well, here you've brought us down off on a tangent already.
Yes.
Why was this not in the First Minister's speech when he's talking about a shared future in Northern Ireland and he's not talking about what Danny's just outlined?
Stephen, who started the discussion? Who started the debate? Peter Robinson. And I think that when you go back to 2010, when Peter made his Castlereagh speech, he was attacked, he was vilified, he was called all sorts of things by people who accused him of all sorts of issues. Clearly, what Peter did, what my party leader was able to do, was to bring the debate into the public domain. Others like Danny and the Ulster Unionists now are playing catch-up.
Well, this is now May. Danny, I'll let you come back in a second. This is now May 2013. Mervyn, Peter said that, First Minister Peter Robinson said that, in October 2010. So we're nearly 3 years down the line. How much progress has the First Minister made?
I think there's been good progress. I think if you
outline it.
Well, let's look at the issue that we had, the establishment of the Ministerial Advisory Group, which will be before the Education Committee on Wednesday.
Right. They're still talking?
Yes, and I think...
3 years later.
But Stephen, what you need to remember is this. We have a very complex educational system. We've had the benign apartheid for all of your life and all of my lifetime. And so it's not going to be resolved by a simple flick of the pen.
Sure. Any firm proposals over the last 3 years?
Well, I think if Danny had been listening last week, there was another announcement in relation to 10 shared campuses. I think that you have the issues of the wide variety of schools in Northern Ireland.
Shared campuses, what's that mean?
Well, listen, Elianoma is an example of that, whereby you have the schools coming on to one geographical area.
Separate schools, though, sharing the same building.
But separate schools. But still, Stephen...
Not what Peter Robinson was talking about in the single education system.
But I still think that what we are seeing is we are seeing progress. And we have moved...
I ask you, what's the progress of the last 3 years?
And I've outlined it for you.
Have you?
Yes.
What, separate schools in the same building?
No, but the amount of sharing that's going on. Let's look at the PIE project in my own constituency in North Antrim. Let's look at the excellent work that's carried out by Queen's University in relation to the shared education programme. Over 100 schools, over 10,000 pupils. You know, I think that CCMS, an organisation of which I've been critical of in the past, has now moved, albeit very slowly, but has moved in relation to dismantling the discriminatory Catholic certificate. And how has that all come about? It has come about because Peter Robinson commenced the discussion, and others now are trying to either discredit it or jump on the bandwagon.
Danny Kinahan?
I just don't think there's been enough move on it, and the reason we're pushing this now is because there is a mass of things in the framework that need an overall push for a single education system, and it wasn't getting it from the First Minister and from his party.
Well, Danny, tell me this. If we need to make the push, your party leader at his annual general meeting this year said that grammar schools were too large. Could you tell us today what grammar schools need to be dismantled to deliver a shared education provision?
We need to re-look at our grammar schools and how they fit in the system. You don't need to dismantle. We need to change and alter and find a way
forward.
But
Danny, with the greatest respect, you're party leader, so you have had a go at my party leader, so I'm wanting to reverse the issue. Your party leader said there was too many. Tell us the schools that have to come off the playing field.
I don't think we're looking at the playing field, but I want to take this back to what we're actually talking about here, which is the shared education system. What we need to do is get something in place that encourages the whole education system here to move towards one single shared education system, whilst at the same time recognising people's faiths. And that's what's been missing from everything. We've got the area planning splitting it into two types of schools and almost ignoring integrated. We've got ESA threatening to, again, do the same sort of thing, just look after two sectors of schools and leave out another three.
So,
and we've got to get an overall agreed way forward, which is what we don't have at the moment.
Well, Let me finish.
Just the DUP and Sinn Féin work very tightly together on this, and it does not seem to be pushing for a single shared education system, and that's what we're calling for.
Well, clearly, Danny, I think when you look at what has been done to date, your party, for political purposes, has said, and you made reference to ESA, you said you're going to oppose ESA. So it doesn't matter even if you come up with legislation in the ESA bill which would promote and facilitate the very thing that you have said in your statement should be done. Your party has clearly said, and you have said, you're going to vote against it. So I think you need to make up your mind as to, are you going to work with us in relation to these issues, or are you going to continue the political grandstanding and I think cause a huge amount of detriment to a lot of good work that's going on in our schools, because principals and teachers listening to this want to see consensus. They don't want to see the continual issue of education being trailed into the political domain in a way which I don't think is good for the debate.
I think you've got it completely wrong. We want to see that consensus. At the moment, there is no long-term plan. There's no agreed way forward. And we have a massive change coming through. Some of it is very good, but we need an overall plan. You need to tackle so many issues at the moment, but we need this broad structure of a single shared education system to be put there in for the future
and we can all work towards it. Tell me this, Danny. Unless the Catholic Church agrees to an end to Catholic education, there won't be a single system here. Is that not the reality?
It's not quite the reality, because if
Why
the changes
not?
Come through that are coming through with ESA, you're going to lose the CCMS system and you will have four of them on the board. And they therefore will have their sort of power, if you put it that way, diluted. But remember, they have a very good education.
So you would force it upon the Catholic Church, would you?
Sorry?
You would force your changes upon the Catholic Church without
agreement?
No, I wouldn't
force them. We need to put what's been talked in the shared education document. We need to put a body together that looks at, monitors and pushes and nudges and merges things together. You cannot force.
Yeah, and Danny, that's exactly what we have said. We have to build a consensus. But clearly what you're saying is any attempt, whether it's in the programme for government, whether it's in discussions in relation to shared education, you continue to rubbish it. So therefore, as unfortunately you do what you said you weren't going to do, and that is you make education a political football. Let's work constructively together rather than trying to find some cheap political point scoring system.
I don't accept the cheap political point scoring. Part of the reason the committees were set up is so that you had opposition within committees to make things and make sure that they're done better. And what we're really pushing here is to get the absolute best out of all the changes that are going there.
So tell me, because I'm confused now, what schools do you believe have to be dismantled to deliver your vision of shared education?
You don't have to dismantle schools by naming them now. You have to sit down and work together, make sure that schools all know the direction going, encourage them to share with each other.
But the harsh reality, Danny, is that some schools will need to be taken down, will need to be taken apart.
Which ones? Is happening at the moment in such a way that parents are leaving schools and forcing them to shut down.
But have you a view as to which ones should be dismantled?
No, not yet. We've got to get a long-term... It's the long-term process we're talking about.
So you're criticising the First Minister for not doing enough, and you have no schools on your agenda whatsoever? None?
That's just not what we're talking about. We're talking about a long-term strategy, which is what we're saying that the First Minister seems to have dropped.
But Danny, you're talking about long-term strategy. You've said in your statement he's not moving quick enough. So you can't say on one hand you have to move quicker and then talk about a long-term strategy. And the other sad element of all of this is it seems as though the Ulster Unionist Party has forgotten that there is a sector out there called the control sector. And I have, and my party has been very focused
Never forget the control
around sector. Ensuring that it is about shared education, but respecting the diversity of provision, whether it be in academic provision or vocational provision within the sectors. But the ultimate goal of all of this is to ensure that our young people, our children, are educated in a way which ensures that we have respect and we continue to keep moving Northern Ireland forward in a way that's beneficial to us all.
OK, we're going to leave it there. Danny Killen, thank you very much indeed. Mervyn Storey, thank you.